Welcome to another Carlin Live Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, I'm not sure how interested you are in baseball, but they've just had the World Series.
The American Championship, didn't they?
The World Series,
the American one?
Well, the American
League. Where the American teams compete against each other?
Yeah, but the players come from all over the world.
Oh, is that why it's World Series?
No.
I thought it was just because they thought they were that was it. The whole world of baseball revolves around there.
We've had this discussion before. And in fact, the AFL Grand Final could basically be
the World
Series of Aussie Rules.
We should change it.
Nah.
I'm just obviously stirring you up. But I know. I mean, just imagine that I know nothing about baseball.
Yeah.
But I knew the World Series was on.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about it.
It's not a problem. But first off, you've got to talk about the leading because normally there's two leagues and they have three divisions in each league and they play 162-game schedule, and then at the end of the series they pick the leaders of the three divisions.
So what are the three divisions?
West, East, and Central.
West, East. So that's West and East Coast?
Basically, yeah.
Yep. And then Central.
Yeah, and they have that in the American League and the National League, and they pick a wild card team, but they have two teams that play off for the wild card spot, and then they have the divisional series, a best of five. And the higher ranked team plays the wild card team or the lowest ranked team. And the other two teams play off. And then the winners of the two divisional championship play in the championship series for the right to play in the World Series. And that's a best of seven. And they do that in both leagues. And then they play off in the World Series, which is also a best of seven. Anyway, this year, because of the pandemic, they only played 60-game schedule. But they expanded the playoffs and they had 16 teams, eight in the National League and eight in the American League. So they first and second teams basically in every division and the two highest ranked teams. And the way they did the competition is they played what they called the wild card playoff and they played the best of three. So they 16 teams went down to eight. And then they went through and they played the divisional series, which was a best of five. Then they played the championship series as the best of seven. And then they played the World Series. So it was an incredibly long final sort of structure. And basically the way they played it, and they played it at neutral stadiums.
Did they have crowds?
Well, for the World Series, they had like 11,000 at each of the games, which was good. Some of these other finals they didn't, but it was really interesting because the team that finished eighth, the eighth qualifier, could have knocked out the number one qualifier in a best of three series. Yeah, that's a lot of pressure for the team that's top. And Los Angeles were the best performed team. Unfortunately, they won, but they went through the wild cards series. They won that 2-0. They went through the divisional championships, they won that fairly easy, 3-0. And then they were playing Atlanta in the championship series and they were 3-1 down, but they fought on and they won it to make the World Series. And in the other American League, Tampa Bay went through and they beat everyone. They beat Toronto 2-0 and then they beat New York 3-2 in a close one. And then they beat Houston 4-3. In a nail biter as well. So, and the funny thing is, in that series, Tampa Bay won the first three games against Houston. Houston won the next three, and then Tampa Bay won the last one. And then, sort of, when they got to the World Series, now, Tampa Bay was a expansion club that came in the 90s, about 1997, I think.
So, expansion club, is that a little bit like when AFL, for example, has expanded into Queensland and New South Wales, that idea?
Yeah, well, originally Major League Baseball with the two divisions and World Series goes back to around 1901. 1903 is when the World Series started, where the top team from the American League played the top team for the National League for the World Series. Then in 1969, they started playing Championship Series games. So two teams had a chance to make the World Series from each division. So in about 1961-62, they expanded by four clubs, so two each for the National League and two each for the American League. Then in 1969, they again expanded by four clubs. Then in 1977, they expanded by two. And then in the 90s, they expanded by four. So nowadays, you have 30 teams rather than 16, almost double. Of interest is the fact that Los Angeles have been in two World Series recently and lost them both. They lost to Houston in 2017, and they lost to Boston in 2018. Now, as you're probably aware, in 2014, Los Angeles came out here and played two official games against Arizona Diamondbacks at Sydney Cricket Ground. And I went to those series and I saw Clayton Kershaw pitch for the Dodgers. So I've wanted the Dodgers and Kershaw to win the World Series ever since. So I was really pleased that the Dodgers got up this time.
And tell us about the championship. How did it? Where did they play? You said they played at a neutral ground?
Yeah, in Texas.
In Texas.
Yeah, so the Dodgers played Tampa Bay in Texas, Arlington, because Texas Rangers just had a new stadium built, so it was a brand-new stadium.
And I'm surprised they only had 11,000 because in the States at the moment there's people out and about. They've sort of almost given up in terms of not having, you know, getting people together for COVID. So was that something that the sport has been obviously doing the whole time, not putting people at risk?
Yeah, but I've got an interesting little snippet about that, but we'll sort of wait till we get to that section. But yeah, they had 11,000 people there, and it made it much more interesting to watch. In the early playoff games where they didn't really have anyone, it was kind of no atmosphere. They try to create atmosphere, obviously. They put paper cutouts of people and they put, they pipe
someone crowd walking noise along in. Saying, get your hot dogs here, get your hot dogs, something like that.
Yeah, it depends where you go. Wrigley Field, you get a really tiny hot dog about 6 inches, cost you $10, or you can go to LA and get one that's about $50, and it's about
$50.
Yeah, it's over a meter long. So,
oh wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of hot dog.
It is. But in the World Series, I really wanted Kershaw to pitch well. He's won three Cy Youngs for the top pitcher in the major leagues in the National League, and but he's been what many people consider a bit of a failure when it comes to the big games. And anyway, he pitched in two of the World Series games, and he won both of them. He also pitched in something like five of the playoff games and won four. So he really did well, which I'm really pleased about. But in the World Series, the Dodgers won the first game 8-3, and Kershaw pitched six, seven innings, and then Mookie hit a home run.
Mookie.
Yeah, he's. He came from Boston, and he sort of like went to LA for the biggest contract ever, and there was a lot
of money. Would they? I mean, we're talking big money. What were they on? What would be the type of salary?
Mookie Betts signed on for something like $90 million for 12 years or whatever it was. It was really some humongous amount, but he'd always been a Boston Red Sox player, and I saw him play for the Red Sox a couple of times in London and in Boston, and plays right field, and I really like him. And he won the MVP for Boston in 2018 when Boston won the World Series, beat LA. And this year he transferred to LA Dodgers, and there was a lot of criticism. And for some reason, I'm reading some of the reviews on Facebook and that, and there's a lot of criticism about LA and their salary and all this, and apparently a lot of people hate LA, so they must be like the Port Adelaide of the AFL here, you know. I just couldn't understand all this, you know, backlash about, oh, they pay, you know, too much money and they're high salary team, yet, you know, they're talking about other clubs being low salary, but these low salary clubs also make the World Series. So I'm thinking to myself, it's not necessarily the money you pay, it's what they do on the field.
Well, you would think so, and let's face it, I mean, American sport especially, their money is just insane, isn't it? But they get people watching, the TV rights, the broadcasting rights, et cetera, and I mean, like the NFL players, the baseball players, the basketballers, they're household names, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, look at Michael Jordan. I mean, he's a multi-billionaire how many times over?
Oh. I remember reading an article about how much money he continues to make, and it's just, it is insane.
Yeah. But then again, he was the
top obscene
player.
Even.
Yeah, top player of the game, I suppose. But anyway, getting back to the World Series, in game two. Tampa Bay won that 6-4 to even the series at one game each. LA won game three, 6-2. And Justin Turner, who I want to talk about afterwards, hit a home run. Game four. Now, LA had that game in the bag, but they blew it late. And they made this error at home plate, which gave Tampa Bay a run to win it 8-7. So the World Series is now tied 2-2. And everyone was saying, oh, that's the end of the Dodgers. They can't come back from this. And everyone was saying Kershaw's pitching game five, so this is where Kershaw will break down and blah, 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 blah. Kershaw pitched a ripper, LA 1-4-2, 3-2 up. And then you go to game six, which Tampa Bay had to win to make it go seven. LA won that 3-1. Mookie Betts hit a home run. Also stole a couple of bases in the series to set up runs. So both those players, Mookie Betts and Clayton Kershaw, really stood out. So LA won. Really pleased about that. Now, I mentioned Justin Turner. Now, Justin Turner was playing for LA in 2014 in Sydney, but he was a clean-shaven young kid. Nowadays, last couple of years when he's been playing in the World Series, he's got this shock of red long hair and this red beard, and he really stands out. He's a good player. But in game six, he disappeared. He was taken out of the game in the sixth or seventh innings, and COVID. Yeah.
I saw this. Yeah.
Yeah. And sort of.
Oh, like, and this was the final game, wasn't it? Like the yeah. One
that, yeah. Anyway, there wasn't much explanation early, but we learned it was because of COVID-19.
So did he get a positive test or something?
Yeah.
Before the game?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he did the test, and in the seventh or sixth innings, they came and said, look, you're positive. So they took him away and put him in a room. Now, LA won the World Series. Now, he came out and celebrated with the guys afterwards. And there's so much criticism about this, and it's got me wondering who's responsible. I mean, yeah, he wanted to go and celebrate, but Major League Baseball should have said, no, you can't. You know, you can't go out. You've got COVID-19. They've got protocols. And there's been so much controversy about this. I just can't believe that happened.
Yeah, it's interesting. I actually was watching Jimmy Kimmel, and he, on his opening monologue, he had that, and I thought, oh, that's interesting, because he had the pictures, and he said, thank God he didn't touch the trophy. And then he showed, he did touch. Thank God he didn't hug anyone. Oh,
he did.
Oh, thank God he had his mask on. Oh, he didn't.
He didn't, yeah, I
oh,
know.
Thank God he didn't kiss his, oh, he has.
Yeah.
And so it was quite funny the way they went on about it, but I thought maybe the players thought, well, okay, if we're going to get it, we're going to get it. And
well, he did play. He did play the first six, seven innings. But the point which
– has it come back? Is it for – did he get – was it a real or was it a false negative or something?
I looked that up, and I haven't been able to determine if there's any further findings. All I can find is criticism about what he's done and what Major League Baseball did.
In America right now, I mean, it's – I get it. I mean, we've tackled it very differently here, haven't we?
Yeah.
And but you see over there, like, different states have done different things. But, you know, you look at all the political stuff at the moment, like Trump rallies are out of, you know, people just there mixing. They've had protests. They've had all sorts. So it seems a bit unfair to be that critical considering what's been going on over there in terms of how people have been interacting with each other anyway.
Look, the thing I can't understand is he's been found positive for COVID-19. They've done the right thing. They've taken him out of the game. They've isolated him. What?
Do you think the damage is probably he was positive for that whole six innings and probably days before. So he's been mixing with the group that whole time. I mean, is coming out now just, I mean, yes, you know. So there's a responsibility there, isn't it? But in some ways you go, well, mate, he's been in the team and playing and mixing and doing all those things.
But this is the part where it's got me wondering. Now, they're playing a game, they're doing certain things, but their contact levels are minimal. But when you celebrate and you're hugging teammates, it's a maximum period where if you're going to give someone COVID-19, you will. Because it's...
I even saw that here with footy. I mean, you got the broadcasters doing, you know, the thing on air, oh, look, here we are, we've got the long microphone, we're doing this. But then off screen, you see people hugging and celebrating and shaking hands and, you know, pat on the back, all that sort of stuff. The players obviously have been quarantined anyway and sort of been in their own little bubble. But I mean, you can't, how do you stop? What do you, I mean, people are naturally going to celebrate something like that because it's such a milestone.
Yeah, but look, at the end of the day, I'm really happy that the Dodgers won.
Well done, Dodgers.
Yeah, I was really pleased. But I must admit, I was shocked at the negativity of people going on Facebook and giving these comments, and they're saying it's not a real season, it's not this, it's not that, there's only 60 games. But in fact, I think this was probably the hardest season to win because of the structure where you've got, you're not
well,
playing
the lead
home.
To actually make the World Series seemed to be pretty intense.
Well, it was, and there were 16, so more than half the teams playing had a chance to win the World Series, as good a chance as anyone because there was no home field advantage.
Well, that's what happens when you make everybody's opinion important.
So ends another Carlin Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.